You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Well, praise the Lord. Everybody, this is Pastor Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise. Welcome to Kingdom Sounds. We thank God for Pastor Paul 99.9, 100.7, and 94.7. Thank God for our listening audience, the people of Victory International Praise, our Facebook social media audience. We thank God for you this morning. I believe we have a great program for you on this morning. We're going to be talking about Christian entrepreneurship, Christian business, and we have a great businessman from this county, and I also believe in Orlando. Also, I think he has his business also is in Orlando. Praise God. I haven't been too long, met him probably several weeks ago, and just thank God for the wisdom that he's going to bring here on today. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for, well, I'll talk about some of the people that helped to sponsor us a little bit later on. I just want to go ahead and jump into the program. First off, I want to go ahead and just let the man of God, Pastor Lloyd, introduce himself. He's Pastor Lloyd of Lord Have Mercy Restaurant. Now, if you haven't eaten at Lord Have Mercy Restaurant, I feel sorry for you. The food is off the chain. I just recently, I think I went down to eat for the first time a while back. I'll just say a while back. I believe I was at a wedding rehearsal or something like that. And man, I tell you what, I've been going back ever since. I think last week I popped in, and was it a week and a half ago? I popped in and I got the pot roast. And man, I tell you what. Yeah, that's all I got to say is that if you don't go, that's fine, because that means it's more for me. But all right, how you doing, man of God?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for this opportunity of sharing Christians in business. You know, it's always been in my heart to encourage the people of God, whom God has chosen, and grace to do business.
Amen.
And business is a grace, just like preaching is a grace, just like prayer is a grace. And a lot of times people just don't understand. A lot of people hear that you can't do business and be a Christian.
That's
or you
right.
can't be a pastor and own a business. And I don't think they have scripture for that.
Right.
So you shouldn't follow people's opinion. We follow the word of God.
That's right.
And I've been in business for now 13 years.
Wow.
With the restaurant. Getting ready to open our second one in Orlando. That's what we're working on now. But it's a grace. People ask me, I say, how you do both? It's a grace, you know. And I found out people cannot see what they don't have grace for.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So I just can't see. I know you can't see it because you have grace for it, but a person that has grace for it can see how they can navigate. The Holy Spirit will give them the revelation to do what they need to do understanding the talent. You know, God's given us three things, time, talent, and treasure. We talk about it all the time. I'll get in that in just a few minutes. But it's a scripture that I do want to start with, if you don't mind me.
That's fine. I just wanted to ask you a question off of what you said, because I believe that sometimes we don't do things because we lack knowledge. And I was sitting here thinking, could it be that they don't know that they have the grace for it? Because I tell folks that, and this is my personal belief, I tell folks that if you have Christ Jesus on the inside of you, You have business on the inside of you, and you're capable of business. I believe that one of the things that we haven't taught this, and what you're about, what you were just talking about, we haven't taught this in the body of Christ, because we have the greatest businessman that you know, we have Christ Jesus on the inside of us. And so I believe that, hey, who can do better business better than Jesus? And so I thank God for you being here, because I believe that you're going to show us something, because a lot of times we have not been able to connect the dot between our Christian walk and even streams of income, having a job that you work for and then still having a business on the side. So I just wanted to ask that question. Could it be that they're not taught? They have not been, this information not been shared with them?
Absolutely. You know, people are, I tell all the time, people are afraid of what they don't have understanding of.
That's good.
And because people that haven't had an understanding, and because, you know, unless God grace you and give you revelation, open your eyes to see, and you have to be open.
Yeah.
And a lot of our good Christian friends are not open to anything beyond the church. You know what I'm saying? So we're so close-minded. But let me find this real quickly. And because what happens is, we, a lot of good people have the potential, but because the leadership didn't know how to process them properly.
Oh, that's good.
People have failed to enter into entrepreneurship because all the pastor had was a word.
Oh, that's good.
Well, the word is not bad, but the word also is not just for our living, but it's also for our businesses.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, so, you know, I'm going to give you one scripture here.
And you said something. You said because they haven't seen business in the Bible.
Right.
And a lot of times we as Christians, we go into the Bible looking for one thing. You know, if you know, and we try to justify the, you know, I tell the folks, sometimes folks, when they're poor, they go in there looking for poor, because they want to remain poor. So go ahead.
Well, you know, it's something the Holy Spirit showed me some time ago. Jesus said, and he said unto him, "How is it that you sought me, which you know not that I must be about my Father's business?"
Oh, that's
good. So Jesus was business minded.
Yes.
He said, he did not say, "I must be about my Father's ministry. I must be about my Father's church.
Oh, that's good.
I must be about my Father's business."
That's good.
And that's so important. That's so important. And then in the Amplified, it says, he said unto them, "How is it that you look for me? Did you not see and know it is necessary as a duty for me to be in my Father's house and occupied about my Father's business?"
Oh, that's good.
That's two things. It's not the same thing.
Wow.
House, business. Church, business.
See, I had never read it from the Amplified from the Amplified Bible, that verse of scripture. That's good. Thank you for opening that up.
So, people don't realize Jesus was a business man.
Yes.
And if you look at Jesus, what I call his 12 disciples, all of them were businessmen.
Yes.
They weren't just people off the street.
Yes.
Why did he have a treasurer? Because he was collecting money. He was doing business. You know, people forget Jesus was a carpenter. And that's why they didn't understand him. Yeah. Jesus did carpenter work.
Yeah.
Jesus?
Yeah.
Paul did tent. Paul was, even though he was preaching, he was still making tents.
Yes. Yep.
They need to read the Bible and stop listening
that's
to people's opinion.
That's right.
He said, a couple times he said, "Listen, I'm doing this because I don't want the church to think I'm after the money, so I'm working. I don't need to do this, but I'm doing it just so you know that I'm not after money." So that's in the Bible. So it's so much in there that, and we open our ability to see beyond the church, then we can tap into other resources or streams of graces that God has given to us so that we can be a blessing to the vision.
I like that. You said streams of graces, you know, because I was just preaching down south on yesterday, and I was, you know, saying, you know, what is the grace of God? Do we understand what the grace of God is? It is the ability of God. It's the source of God. It's the help of God. It's the power of God. Come on. It's the favor
Amen.
Of God. It's
Amen.
The blessings of God.
Amen.
Man, we, and so power to do what? You know, as a man, you know, it's well, anyways, I won't go too far into that because I'm not the I want this man of God to say, but man, we need to understand that there's grace, just like he brought up earlier, there's grace upon our lives. Oh, glory to God, to accomplish things, to do things. Jesus said, when I return, will I find faith in the earth?
You better, you know, preach
God
that.
God is a God of visitation, man. He comes to visit. He comes to see because he's looking for faith. He's looking for people that are stepping out, willing to step out into entrepreneurship. Oh, glory to God. And believe him, because working for God is easy. This is why the Lord says, my yokes are easy and my burdens are light. Puts you in the mind of that when you work for the Lord, come on, it is easy.
Amen.
Because there is a greater grace, there's an anointing upon that thing. Go ahead, man.
Amen. Amen. That's what I come to do.
Lord, have mercy.
Now, I want to go to a scripture today. I get fired up. I love this. I have a passion for this. You know, many. I'm going to Luke chapter 19, verse 11. Luke 19, chapter 19, verse 11. Okay. This right here really helped me. You know, because I had so many people trying, how you going to pastor and own the business? I had people come to my restaurant. And the Lord is telling me you can't do both. But he ain't told me that.
That's a lying spirit.
He ain't told me that. I mean, I think I hear the Lord for myself. Praise God. But anyway, people perceive because they're not open to anything, you know, but church. But
that's right.
This right here really helped me.
All right.
Now, some of y'all just listen now. Don't judge me too quick. Now, you know, when we came up in the church, and I've been in quite a few, I've been saved all my life, but they say, occupy until he comes.
Ah, that's good.
Right?
Yeah.
But in the church, we always say, occupy, stay busy.
Yeah.
Stay busy, ushering.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you got something going on.
One-dimensional.
But when I went to the Bible, it changed my perspective on that. Now, it says here, now, as they were listening to these things, he proceeded to tell them a parable because he was approaching Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God was going to be brought light and shown forth immediately. Verse 12, he said to them, reading out the Amplified for time's sake, a certain man went into a distant country and obtained for himself a kingdom, and then to return, calling them his own bondservants, and he gave them 10 minas, calling 10 of his own bondservants, gave them 10 minas to equal about 100 days worth of wages. Back then it says $20, and he said to them, buy and sell with these while I go and return. Hmm. Occupy, do business until I return.
Yes.
Buy and sell.
Yes.
That's not saying do the usher board.
Oh, that's good.
Serve in the choir.
Oh, that's good.
Because in the denominational church, they told us that's what that means.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you research it in from the scripture, it said, no, Jesus says, I've given you a talent. I need you to buy and sell,
that's
do
good.
Business until I come back.
Oh, that's good.
And when you see, when he did right by it, he says, I'm going to give you more business because you was able to come on here. Ooh. I'm going to multiply your business, give you streams of income because you did right. So you took the two. You took the two and you're turning into four, I'm going to give you more. You took the five. So the one that buried it, he says, you're no good for the kingdom because you won't even do business. That's what the Bible says.
My God. My God.
I'm just reading out the Bible.
Man.
That's what the Bible says.
Ooh-wee. Man, I feel the anointing. You open up that scripture. My God.
And so I want to encourage y'all. The Bible says, occupy. Open up that dream that God given to you, because that dream is what's going to call you to stay alive in the things of God.
Ooh-wee.
You know, people exist by living. I mean, they exist by just, you know, either existing or you're living. Listen, you are either existing or you're living. And most people are just existing because they're not tapping into their entrepreneurship.
Ooh-wee.
That's when you're going to start living. When I transitioned and went not just a pastor, but became a CEO, I start living the dream that God told me and my purpose by which he put me on this earth. Now, I'm going to give you another one. Hold on to your hat.
You know, it's amazing because what you're saying is that you allowed God to position you. Because we have been hearing people talk about a wealth transfer for the longest. Mm-hmm. In the body of Christ, there's coming a wealth transfer. There's coming a wealth. But we don't want to allow God to position us in a place that we can receive. I mean, I heard you say you're living your dream. Oh, glory to God. That's awesome, because the reason why you're living your dream is because you allowed God to position you. Oh, glory to God. You are open to God positioning you. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. Now you tapped into that grace. Because I was sharing yesterday, man of God, and don't let me hold you up, but I was sharing yesterday that the Bible says those that know their God shall do exploits. Yada, shall do exploits. Now, this word exploit, it means to take advantage of someone or something. So in other words, here's God saying, take advantage of the relationship that we have. Come on, take advantage of my word. Use my word to your advantage. Mm-hmm. You know, advantage. You know, yesterday I stepped up on the stage and to show them that I had a higher vantage point. When I was down low, I couldn't see a lot of people.
Right.
Put it this way. When, when you're
That's
down
good.
Low, you can't see a lot of people's
good.
Bibles. You
That's
can't
good.
See a lot of what people
good.
Have
That's
in their
good.
Lap.
That's wonderful.
But when you go up higher, you have a better vantage point. And so now you're able to add to your add to what you're seeing. And so we have not learned to take advantage of our relationship, or have not been told to take advantage of our relationship, or to use our relationship with God to our advantage. Come on, to better our lives.
Amen.
To
Amen.
Better God's people lives, to bring in people into the body of Christ. Come on, to point people, oh glory to God, to business, to their calling. Go ahead, man of God. I just had to say that. You got me all stirred up.
You know, let's listen to this.
I'm listening. Praise I'm God. Listening.
You get me stirred up now. Back when God created us in the beginning, God created male and female. Then we understand Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them. Notice what he said, and God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful." Ain't that what he said?
Oh my God!
God blessed them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion. Notice what he did. The first thing he prophesied, decreed, and declared over their life was the blessing to make money. The word blessed means empowered to prosper. So God empowered them to prosper. Then God went further. The Bible says he built a garden, put them in the garden, watch this, and told them to dress it and keep it. Well, what is that if that's not business?
My God.
Think about that. He says, now, I'm giving you everything. I'm going to put this, but all I did you to do now, I've empowered you to dress this and keep it, multiply it, replenish, make sure it keep flourishing like I needed to flourish. And that's all he had to do.
God,
now we know Satan came in and messed everything up. And I think that's what he's still doing with the people of God, messing everything up, because he's making them think that they're not supposed to be in business. But I got another scripture I'm going to blow you away with that the Holy Spirit showed me. Even after the fall of man, that didn't stop God's plan.
My God, my God.
Ooh, I feel my the God. Spirit of God. Now, go with me to, oh,
go.
I love it, man.
Let's go. Where are we going?
We're going to Genesis chapter 9.
Ooh-wee.
Watch this here. God, it didn't stop. Even after Satan did what he did, God came back with the same prophetic voice.
My God.
And begin to tell them again. This was now Noah and his sons, the first family, the second family now. And Genesis chapter 9. And I'm going to read verse 7. Hold on to your hat. Praise
okay,
God.
Right.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, watch what he said. He says this. He says, now, I'm reading out the Amplified, and okay. I think it's around the 7th verse.
Okay.
You are here to bear fruit.
My God.
Reproduce a lavish life on earth, live bountifully.
My God.
Now, this is after. This is after. Now, and let me go back up to Genesis chapter 1. I went down to 7. I'm going to Genesis chapter 1. I mean, chapter 9, verse 1. Notice now, this is the same prophetic word. And God blessed Noah.
Same word, God bless Adam and Eve. God bless Noah and his sons. He said, prosper, reproduce. Fill the earth. Now, prosper, reproduce, that's business.
Yes.
All
yes.
day long. Yes. Where is the church been? Now, it's amazing. It's amazing we don't allow the Holy Spirit to open our understanding.
Yes.
But even at the beginning,
yes.
God told us to be prosperous and reproduce. Right. He God. Empowered us. He graced us. He endowed us with these talents, abilities. We're so busy giving them to the world, working for the world. Right. We don't yep. know we're supposed to use it for ourselves. And see, oh my right. God, yep. listen to me. It's commercial slavery. I don't mean to be mean, but it's commercial. Yeah. You're still in the pea patch. You're still in the Ooh. Cotton field. They tell you what you got. You got to ask them, can I go to the bathroom? Can I take a break? When is my lunch? That you're still on a timeline. You're still being controlled.
Ooh.
And God don't want you to be controlled. God wants you to be under his leadership because
yes.
he's going to take care of you. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. I got another scripture for you, so hold on to your hat. I'm not finished yet.
Because that's it. We're taking our talents. We're taking our talents and we're giving it to the world.
To the wrong kingdom.
That's it, to the wrong kingdom. When Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In other words, it puts you in mind of an oxen plowing a field, an oxen working for the owner. Come on, oxen. You know, and even because, you know, even because we limit, because we're looking at this, because we're limiting the word as far as even in this area, we're limiting God's people.
Yes.
We're limiting their income. We're limiting, they don't want to go out and have streams. I mean, they're just stuck on their jobs. Go ahead, man.
Yeah,
God.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
to say that. I'm saying,
yeah,
my
yeah.
God, I'm about to run up out of here. It's a good thing I don't have a hat because I would have been lost it already. But go ahead. This is what I'm
so
talking about.
So even in the beginning of time, God graced man to do business.
Right.
And God put man in the garden and gave him a job, gave him a business to. And when you look at it and you're open, we know the enemy came in, did what he had to do, and the enemy is still coming in, doing the same thing that he did to them, getting them to disbelieve and not yield to the grace that's on their life. But in Isaiah 48, this is another one. Oh, my God. Isaiah 48 and verse 15. Isaiah 40 verse 15 is another precious scripture. I remember a long time ago when I started the church and I was asking God, you know, I'm not seeing the production in my church like I should. And I never forget the Lord told me, he said, you're a good pastor, but you're a post-CEO.
Ooh, my God.
He said, oh yeah, you can cast that devil, you lay hands, you do that. He spent over here on the business side. You're not doing it. He said, where's the church structure? Where's the church administration? And he began to realign my mind. And he took me to the word and began to show me these things that I'm showing to you now. He said, you got to run it like a business.
My
he
God.
Said, the church is a business. He said, but I got business in you. Not just for the church, but also outside of the church. And if you notice, if you notice, when Jesus met Peter, he says, I'll make you fishermen of men.
Yes.
He never said, I'm going to stop your business.
Wow.
He said, I know you know how to fish. That's
wow.
good. But what I'm going to add to, see, he was doing the natural. And God says, now, I know you understand the natural, but let me take it to the spiritual side. I'm going to teach you how to fish and help you to make money. How I know that? When Peter went out fishing all night, the Bible said he caught nothing. Jesus showed up. Have you caught anything? No. He says, okay, let me help you with your business. Since you helped me in the realm of the spirit, now let me help you in your business in the natural. Now go out a little farther and cast your nets
on the other
side. He did that, and the Bible says he got so much fish, he had to call his partners. Listen, I got so much. I need you to come over here, because when God do something and anoint you, take them out and stop it.
God.
Jesus didn't say, okay, you know why you didn't catch no fish? Because you ain't supposed to be out here fishing anyhow. You're supposed to be preaching. He didn't say that. He said, no, let me empower you to prosper, because you can't be connected to me and not get resources and get increased. So Jesus showed up and spoke that. The Bible said he brought so much, and he had a great haul. So we can see God doing these things. He didn't tell Peter, see there, if you had been in the church, you know, pray. No, he didn't say that. He enhanced his business to another level. That's what, now, I sell 48, come on.
I'm sitting here feasting. I think I'm at the restaurant. Lord, have mercy. Oh, you know what? We got to go into part two. just gonna, and so I want you all to stay tuned. Those on Facebook, stay tuned. We're just switching over to day two. Praise the Lord. And so, but this is Pastor Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. My God, I got to come back down. I'm like, man, thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds 99.9, 100.7, and 94.7, 6 to 6:30. Oh, glory to God daily. Man of God, I want you to end by saying a prayer for the entrepreneurs, for those that's desiring to go into business. We want you to pray over them, and then we'll be back on the air tomorrow, Tuesday, oh, glory to God, at 6 to 6:30 with Pastor Lloyd of Lloyd Have Mercy, an entrepreneur, a businessman, streams of income. Oh, glory to God. We thank God for him. He's about to pray for you. Oh, glory to God. And reach out and tell somebody to come online. Amen. Pastor Lloyd is on the air.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your wonderful love and mercy. Now, Father, I'm asking you that you will open the eyes of the understanding. Father, those that you have called to the entrepreneurship, those that you have empowered them to prosper in the business world. Now, Father, where the eyes been closed, I'm asking you to open the eyes. Where the understanding been closed, I'm asking you to open the understanding. And, Father, help them to reach out. Help them to seek you on what they need to do, Father, so they can become a blessing to your kingdom. You empower us in business so we can empower visions around the world. So, Father, I thank you right now that the anointing on their life will help them to make the conscious decision, it's my time to step into that place of entrepreneurship and live the dream that God has given me to live in Christ Jesus. I pray, go for it. Don't let anybody stop you. Have you been graced? Yield to your grace, and God will bless your face.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. Well, this is Pastor Thomas Robinson. We thank you for listening in to this part one of Christian entrepreneurship. And I want you to stay tuned. We'll be right back on Tuesday morning Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. to 6:30, talking about the same thing. All right. Love you. God bless you. We'll see you shortly.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIPMinistries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.
Much more smile in your face and the love they do ignore.